Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. And our travel expert, Matthew Brumley, has been traveling to jazz festivals in Europe lately. But this time, one of the festivals comes to him. He was paid a visit in Seattle recently by Alexander Beats, a saxophone player and director of the Amersfoort Jazz Festival in the Netherlands. It's a free festival, and while it might not have the headliners who visit Montreux in Switzerland, Beats says it's a great showcase for new talent in a beautiful old European city.
This is a festival that's been going on for a number of years.
Yes, we just had our 40th anniversary, so it's already 40 years old, and we actually have it in an ancient city which is 750 years old. And Amersfoort is about, let's say, a half an hour by train from Amsterdam. It's the exact center of the Netherlands.
So it's in an old town that dates back, you said, 750 years?
Yeah, 750 years old. We have 14 stages. We have three big outdoor stages. And we all have these very beautiful old, let's say, churches and other places. And these are indoor stages.
Yeah, you know, for me, I would say there's something beautiful about the contrast between 20th century, you know, 21st century jazz music and, like you said, being around an old Roman arena or a theater or a beautiful Dutch church from the Golden Age, from the 1600s. I mean, there's something magical about that. And when you're listening to music, a lot of times I find myself looking around me at all the beautiful, you know, the beautiful things around. And it really adds, there's another layer there.
So we have these jazz heritage walks where we actually have a guide and a guide telling about the city. And during his walks, we do all these venues and you see all these concerts. And all of a sudden, it's about an experience, about a heritage walk. And in there, you find great concerts. And they have no idea what the musicians are, but they come out very happy. They say, well, I'm still not a jazz lover, but I love this music.
And when is this?
It's always in the last weekend of May.
So many of the places that you go to when you're looking at jazz festivals, especially in Europe, they're in the dead of summer. They're in July and August. Yeah. And, you know, to be in Italy, central Italy, in August, I've been there. I've worked there during that time. It's like walking on the surface of the sun when you're on those cobblestones, you know, in Perugia. Yeah. So it seems like the weather would be just, like, great for this. And then, of course, it's right after the big tulip season, right? The big tour season there. So you've got the gardens in bloom. You can get out. You can sit along the canals. I love doing this.
This is a little bit of the idyllic version because I've been working on it for 20 years. I did it with 3 degrees and I did it with 30 degrees Celsius.
So do you feel like as a musician, you know, you travel all over the world. Yeah. You've done hundreds of concerts worldwide. You told me you're heading to Colombia soon, heading to South Africa. Yeah. As a musician, you know, I mean, of course you don't always speak the language. You don't speak Thai, I suppose, or is it some local dialect or language in India, but you connect in a different way, I suppose, right? As a musician?
The fun thing, for instance, going to Thailand, you know, everyone speaks English at a certain level, so you just have to adjust a little bit. On the other hand, the moment we are on stage, there's a direct connection.
That's fantastic. Well, Alexander, thank you, and welcome. Welcome to Seattle.
That was Alexander Beats, director of the Amersfoort Jazz Festival in the Netherlands. He spoke with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley, who's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.